This is TWiT.
Apple today, or actually yesterday, Apple yesterday destroyed analyst predictions by reporting record profits and earnings. The company's $18 billion in profits was the highest quarterly profit reported by any company ever. Although Apple products were broadly successful in many markets, it was the iPhone in China that sent the company over the top. Jeremy C. Owens is a technology editor for Silicon Valley's San Jose Mercury News and joins us now. How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for coming on. Now, where did all this money come from?
Well, like you said, it's the iPhone. Rational predictions were somewhere around 65 to 67 million iPhones sold in the quarter. Yeah, the whisper number on Wall Street was about 70 million. It came in at 74.5 million iPhones sold. And that's patently ridiculous. Just about, they sold 51 million the year before in the holiday quarter. So you can see how that jumped. Thanks to the addition of the iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus. And that's really what pushed this so high.
Now, revenue in Greater China, which includes China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, came in at about $16.1 billion. And, you know, what does that mean? $16 billion, is that a lot? Is that a little? I mean, that's just, at some point, the mind fails to comprehend these numbers. But that's greater, that rose 70% over the year before. What changed in China for Apple?
Well, they signed a deal with China Mobile, which is the largest wireless carrier in China. And they've been trying to get that deal done for years. And Tim Cook finally went to China last year, got it done. That's the same as in the United States. It used to be the iPhone, you could only buy it on AT&T. And then they started going to Verizon. Once they had Verizon, that's the largest wireless carrier. Then you start getting more and more people. Now they're on all four in the United States, or all four major ones. And so that really increases their available customer base. And they did the same in China, as well as introducing the iPhone 6 Plus, which is the larger screen. So-called phablets, I hate that word, but it's what people use. Are very popular around Asia. And so coming out with that larger screen was actually kind of seen as a push to get those customers in Asia that were buying the larger Samsung Note and other things like that, that had larger screens. So I think that probably helped as well.
I hate the word phablet too. I prefer phablet.
That's
just me. Well, you know, it's kind of funny that, you mentioned that Tim Cook went to China. That was one factor. And I believe that you're absolutely right on that. There was an interesting sub story to that that happened kind of all year slowly. The official media, the state owned media, both the broadcast and the largest newspaper, not only in China, but in the world, actually went on the attack and attacked China several times, accusing them of ripping off customers and treating Chinese customers as second class citizens. And in every single case, Tim Cook countered with major apologies, bending over backwards to basically kind of ameliorate these concerns. And that strategy seems to have worked. Finally, the government gave up, stopped slamming Apple for the most part. They still kind of blame Apple or kind of accuse Apple of maybe allowing the NSA to spy on Chinese citizens through iPhones and so on. But nevertheless, the strategy paid off. Now, there was one analyst who predicted, we were talking about it earlier this week, that the number of phones to be sold in China would be reported as higher than the U.S. That didn't happen. But Tim Cook said that is in fact an inevitable situation that will happen sometime in the future. Is he being overly optimistic considering the rise of Xiaomi and other Chinese brands who are now directly competing in Apple's space in the high end of the market?
I don't think you can ever doubt Apple at this point that they're going to be able to do something with how they've continued to grow. You know, by law of large numbers, you wouldn't expect them to continue to grow at this rate, yet they are. Xiaomi is probably just going to take the same position that in the United States, for Android phones have taken. Xiaomi hasn't really sold in the United States that much, but we do have a wealth of cheaper Android phones. And so they'll probably take that position. And if you look, you see that in the US, Android has the most market share, but Apple has bringing in the most revenue because they have the higher average sales price. And as China is the most populous nation in the world, and it's also becoming more affluent. There are more people willing to spend money there. There are more people making making more money there. So you're going to have a chance. Now, will it happen? Who knows? But I wouldn't doubt Apple at this point after what they did in the fourth quarter.
In addition to their sheer size and growing affluence, Chinese consumers tend to be willing to spend a higher percentage of their income on gadgets like iPhones than people in other markets do. Okay, so iPhones really stole the show there, but let's talk about another business. How did the Macs do generally?
Well, they sold about 5.5 million Macs. That was just right at the same level they had the quarter before, which was a record for a quarter. So they've actually made the most revenue off of Macs in their history in 2014. You know, that's a refresh cycle for Macs has been coming, and it seems to have eventually hit at the end of last year. But they didn't really talk about it that much. It's still not huge. It's about 10%, a little bit less of their revenues for the year. So not a huge deal, but, you know, it's looking like a strong business going forward.
Let's talk about iPads. Is this a dying platform?
You know, if iPads are dying, I know plenty of hardware companies who wishes their business would die in the exact same manner. You know, the same with the Mac refresh. You're seeing those two kind of go in a pattern now. And what you're seeing is people are deciding, do I want to buy a tablet or do I want to buy a PC? And people bought a bunch of iPads when they first came out and over the past couple of years, and now they seem to be going back and buying more PCs. And if you think about it, if you expect tablets to have the same refresh rate as smartphones, I think you're going the wrong route. I think they're going to go more like PCs. When you buy a PC, you expect that computer, that laptop to last you 5, 6, 7, 8 years, hopefully. And I think people are looking at about the same thing for tablets, that they don't use them as much as they do their smartphones. It's more a luxury item, something to have while you're sitting around on the couch, sitting in bed, play around with, that you're not going to spend as much money to buy new ones as long as your old one is still working. I know my wife kept her first generation iPad until she got a new iPad mini for Christmas this year. She'd had it for 5 years, I think, since it first came out. And it's not like we got rid of it. It just got kicked down to my stepdaughter. You know, and so we won't have to buy her a tablet. And this is the way these things are going. And so you'll see that iPhone is going to be the huge business for Apple, and Mac and iPad are going to kind of go up and down, maybe even in tandem. And Tim Cook even said that on the call, that it's possible that Mac sales were cannibalizing iPad sales a little bit. So you might see that happen. And that's going to be, you know, I think Apple will be fine with that.
There are also rumors that Apple will come out with a 13-inch iPad. I don't doubt that they're going to do it. I have doubts that it will be a super popular form factor that will save the category, or at least cause them to have sudden growth in the iPad market. I think that it's just going to be, as you said, the problem is that these things last forever and there's no reason to upgrade, really. Now, one of the fun things to do, one of my hobbies, actually, every time there's an Apple earnings report, is to check in on how much cash they have. It's just a fantastic number every single time, and this time was no disappointment. $178 billion in cash. Besides the $5 billion they're going to spend on that spaceship campus, what are they going to do with all that money?
Well, they'll probably increase once again their shareholder return package for their cash. They increased that to $130 billion last year over 2 years. They've now spent more than $100 billion on share repurchases and dividends, trying to push some of that cash back to their shareholders. There are predictions this morning from analysts that they'll, in April at their next earnings call, they'll go ahead and increase that plan again to $200 billion over 3 years to try and buy back more stock and increase their dividends and continue to push that back to shareholders. And Apple's always been good about spending on research and development. They have one of the highest R&D budgets, you know, right there with Google and some others here in the Valley. And they're going to keep spending on everything. You know, and if you've got the cash, spend it. And I think they're going to spend it on, you know, trying to develop new products. I think they'll spend it on trying to reward investors and pretty much whatever else Tim Cook feels like. He's got enough. It's not like you're going to make a mistake and wipe out your bank account when you got nearly $200 billion sitting there.
If I were Tim Cook, I'd give myself a raise. He only makes just under $10 million a year, and that's dwarfed by some of the other executives who some of whom make in the 50 to 70 something million dollars a year, salaries and bonuses and all the rest. So yes, I'd give myself a raise. What are they going to do? Fire him?
Well, remember that he got almost $400 million in stock when he took the CEO job in 2011. That has now doubled. So he's sitting on stock options that when they vest will be, you know, right now worth probably about $700 million. So he's not going to be poor.
It's good work if you can get it.